Marcy and Moonlight hurriedly finished up in the basement, Moonlight grabbing a last few rubbings of the wall plates and tucking them away in her case. Together, they then climbed to the main floor, where they found the gray-haired editor Maraga standing in the center of a cluttered room, holding an overstuffed travel bag and looking frazzled.
On his way out, Donshot told me to go to family in the countryside. But all of my family is either here or in Ellendale. Should I go to them?
Probably not wise.
Any family in Bilming would be easily tracked down by the Set, and Ellendale, well, it had a massive bomb pointed at it. That thought filled Marcy with worry, but she needed to focus on preventing the disaster. She had to leave, helping Ellendale to her sister.
Moonlight, surely there's a place in the city you could send Marika, a place of safety for someone who did us such great service?
Moonlight considered for a moment. She wasn't the type to rush into things, it seemed. Careful, calculating. Finally, she slipped a small card from her sleeve, marked with the interlocking diamond symbol.
Do you know the Nightbridge District?
Yes.
Marika hesitantly took the card.
Go to 33rd and Finette, house number 187. Knock and show them this. And tell them Moonlight said you can ask for asylum as recompense for services rendered. They'll take you in. Even the Set will have trouble assaulting that place.
Thank you.
The woman clutched the card to her chest.
I'll send someone to collect your research. Though I have the plates all copied, you need to go, quickly.
I'm going to fetch my sister, too. Please?
If you must. But be warned, since the Set knows we're here, each moment you waste endangers your life.
Marika rushed to the door. She paused to look over what she was leaving, then steeled herself and hurried out.
What about us?
We need to determine a likely entry point to the underground caverns. Do you have maps of enemy movements, lists of places you think might be owned by the Set?
Not on me. Perhaps we could return to the records office and do some research.
I think I have a better idea. Riskier, but hopefully faster.
I'm intrigued.
Moonlight joined her as they walked to a busier street, where, with some effort, Marcy managed to flag down a cab. She found it amazing how quickly coachmen had made the swap between horse-drawn carriages and motor cabs. They settled in the rear of the motor car, and the cabbie, a woman with dark hair and a ponytail, glanced back at them.
Where to?
Nightbridge District, 33rd and Finette.
The cabbie nodded, pulling out into the flow of traffic and taking them westward.
Clever. I'm going to have to watch myself around you. But what makes you think our safe house will have the maps you want?
You found me in the caverns beneath Ellendale. Plus, a moment ago, you implied such maps existed. You didn't have them on you. Ergo, I assumed this was a good path forward. Your people will have the information we need.
They might not let you in. What then? You'll have wasted time.
Wasted time?
Marcy glanced toward the cabbie, uncertain what she should say.
Darkwater, dear. Give us a little privacy.
Sure thing, Moonlight.
The cabbie shut the window separating the front of the car from the back. Marcy gaped. Then she looked at Moonlight, who shrugged.
Moonlight, what kind of game do you think we're playing? Didn't you say your entire purpose was protecting this planet? Now you imply you'd keep me locked out of your safe house and the vital information it contains?
My organization was created to protect and advance the needs of the planet Scadrial. It's not my homeland, but I am committed to seeing it remain stable. There are terrible forces moving in the Cosmere. My people are going to need allies.
So why are you so resistant to helping me?
To be honest, I'm worried we're being played. Autonomy is adept at misdirection, at false leads and confusing shadows of half-truths. Restarting the Ash Falls? That seems outrageous. Impossible, even for her. Something is off about all this. A shade too red to be natural.
So help me find the truth, Moonlight. Stop toying with me.
I'm not toying with you. This is an audition.
Marcy blinked.
Until a little while ago, I assumed we had months to unravel the Set's plan.
She tapped her armrest with a fingernail, then looked at her bag, where the rubbings she'd taken were peeking out. During their short time working together, Marcy had started to see Moonlight as all-knowing, someone mysterious, alien. But that concern in her eyes, the way she was fighting uncertainty, that was all too human.
I'll let you into the safe house and deal with the ramifications later. If this proves to be another of Autonomy's shadow games, I'm not sure I can give you everything you want. We don't have the caverns in the city mapped, but we do watch their agents.
She patted her bag and the rubbings.
This lists the coordinates of the explosions, so if we compare where the blasts have been happening with the places where set agents appear and vanish,
we might be able to find a way into their testing facility. I did something similar to locate that cavern under Ellendale.
I remember when all this started to hit me, when my world expanded and my personal squabbles, even the ones that influenced the fates of empires, suddenly became so small. You're doing remarkably well.
My life has mostly been expanses of quiet humdrum punctuated by sudden explosions, usually literal ones, of activity. I'm used to working under pressure.
And dealing with gods? Fighting their influence?
Well, we have one on our own side, after all.
Kind of. Harmony isn't terribly reliable these days. At least, not in the ways my mentor would prefer. It's less like having a god on your side, and more like having a powerful referee who only sometimes pays attention to your fight.
Or an observer who you're sure could do more to help, but doesn't for some baffling reason.
Yes, like...
Moonlight narrowed her eyes.
Point made. Here, we're approaching the safe house. Hopefully the survivor hasn't returned unexpectedly. My mentor isn't always reasonable when it comes to people he sees as Harmony's agents, and might respond poorly.